Now, how do you do that if you have one of those jobs? How do you save the energy? Because this is what happens with most people. They get up there in a hurry. They skip breakfast. They're really not hungry. They don't want to eat breakfast. So they go to work. They make time for a little lunch, maybe. But they're really not that hungry usually at lunchtime. Maybe they eat something. And then about the time they're ready to come home, whoa, they're starving. They're ravenous. They don't want to work out because they're too hungry. So they go home and they eat, and now they're too sleepy and they go to bed. That is exactly how they train sumo wrestlers. How do you make somebody obese on Japanese food? You know how they do it? I read a detailed article about how they train sumo wrestlers. They skip breakfast, they have a morning workout, a lunch, take a nap, a huge supper, and go to bed. Most Americans are on the sumo wrestler training program. So how do you do that? You get up, you get yourself a little protein shake. What else can you make in 3 minutes, make it and consume it in 3 minutes or less than blenderized food? I love smoothies. I've been having them twice a day since I was in high school. So you get up, you have yourself a little protein shake, you go to work, you have snacks that you're able to eat quickly during the day. Don't tell me you're busy, okay? I was in an emergency room with 33 beds. It wasn't uncommon to have 6 ambulances parked at the front door. I've done CPR on 2 people at the same time more than once, have 2 teams of nurses. The microwave took too long. Okay, you're busy, but don't tell me you're busier than I was. So what you do is you bring food with you. If you have a job that demands you be on your feet, you're a hairdresser, you're a waitress, you have things that you can prepare and consume in less than a minute. They allow you to go to the bathroom. Most places I work, they would allow smoke breaks. I've spent less time eating and stayed healthier than most of the people I knew because I would bring a cooler full of food. And by eating and bringing things that didn't even require, heck, if you're in the ER, you put something in the microwave, you get called away, the thing dings, and some other nurse ate it by the time you get back. I would bring things. I would go to the cooler, eat something that was good, nutritious. I'm talking about fresh fruits, protein bars, a shake I made that morning that was in a container. I would drink it. I would be energized, keep working. 3 hours later, I would hit something else. So about every 2.5-3 hours, you have a snack that's a couple hundred calories, and then you keep rolling. And then you're sure to have one about, I'm getting back to the walking, you're sure to have one of those snacks about an hour before you finish work. Now you're not starving, so you go and you do your walk before you have supper. And then you have a light supper and enjoy your family. If you wait until after a heavy supper to do your walk, it's not going to happen. So it's either first thing in the morning when you first wake up, or it's as soon as you finish work before you have supper.